Welcome back to another episode of Saving Grace. Today is my 100th episode. Yay! So who better to have on the pod than my bosses?
Yeah.
You shouldn't say that. We're friends before we are bosses.
You're our client. We work for you.
Yes.
Shut up.
In fact, you're our boss.
Yeah. We work. What you want, we will do.
Okay.
You want me to bark?
That wasn't really a bark. That was like your grandfather having a stroke.
That actually sounded like someone dying there.
Yeah, that did. Anyway, back to the point.
What was the point?
You're going to introduce us.
Episode. I've introduced you.
Oh, have you?
Cal and Chips, my bosses.
I'm not a boss like that. I'm a friend.
I'm a little cook baby, man. Like, you know me.
You make the money.
Like, I fucking crawl on floors and shit. That's not
you
a boss.
You do. We've just had an experience together.
Yes. Oh my God. Grace took me there, by the way.
I did. It was my wrap party. And afterwards, we didn't want the night to end.
No, we didn't.
I said, I'm not going home.
No way.
And neither's Chip.
No.
Or Proddy C.
Nope.
So we decided to go to the box.
Wait, did Proddy C go with you guys?
Proddy C would go with us.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you went?
Yep. We got in and it was like some sort of religious experience. We saw someone with a right onto you.
Yeah, so I had arse juice on my face.
Wait, are you? You see, this is the thing.
Soaked.
He would have never told me this if you hadn't said this because that's a heavy cuck energy.
No, it's not. No, it's not. And if it is heavy cuck energy, good. That's fucking my shit. That's me.
No, it was his shit. That's literally the point that we're talking about.
No, but like, what made it worse as well? We were front row.
Front row.
So wait, you guys didn't have,
we had a table. Yeah, we had a table.
Front row table. Grace pulled some strings, you know.
I'm not too sure that's what I would have wanted. Everybody knows that in the box, you get the one in the back corner so you don't get sprayed with any sort of...
Is that a known thing?
Feces juice.
Okay,
yeah.
It was the only table left. Because we got there at what, like 2?
Yeah, it was late.
Yeah, we got there at like 2. What did you think?
I thought it was... Well, look, some fucking blood, they're knee sliding, by the way. They were fucking doing knee slides in the club down the aisle with their cocks out, tits out. Sabina was fuming because they've got up on a cross and started desecrating a fucking
that
cross.
That is poor, innit?
She's in my ear like, this is so bad. And I'm sat there like, I'm just unacceptable this. I'm to go speak to them, blah, blah. I'm put a word in, really. Secretly, I'm sat there like, fucking go on.
Go on.
Get going.
So that was your first time going?
That was my first time in a box.
Would you go back?
Yeah, I mean, Grace is paying. Grace did pay.
We need to settle this.
Grace outside the club. I'm like, yeah, Grace, we're going halves on this. No problem. Obviously, we get in there. I think it was meant to be £2,000. Mm. You know, it's quite expensive, but it was celebrating something big. Mm. We get in there. I'm thinking Bill's coming any moment now. So I've slipped off. Slipped off, gone
did.
Toilet, yeah. Smoking area. We'll be like, give it 30 minutes. Grace will have handled this. Come back. Oh, guys, we need to pay. Already paid. Oh, shock.
She came over with the car machine. I was like, dick.
And once they come over, you can't be like, oh, I need to wait for my mate. You've got to pay.
It's embarrassing. You're at the box.
How much was it?
I'm down.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I told her we'd go halves as well. That's on you. You fucked me there. Because I was like thinking we were paying £2,000 each, you know.
Yeah, but we had all the drinks as well.
You know, Tom had to pay £1,000 as well.
Did he actually?
Did he?
Yeah, because he's ordered a bottle of champagne and I'm obviously just whatever. He's like, should I get this? I'm like, yeah, go for it. But then he's paid for it whilst you guys are paying and I'm away. He's come back, he's like, I paid £1,000 for this champagne. I'm like, damn, man.
Sucks to be you. Is it like, right,
so
we got half of
it? Grand night.
That's outrageous.
So that is fucking stupid.
Especially with how tight you are with money as well.
I'm really tight, but
that's a good thing though.
Yeah, but like... That was wasted. I didn't even remember it. We got back at 6 and I had to get up at 10.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Damn.
That was horrible.
Because you had the Brits. What? You had the Brits next and you rocked up half cut.
I did with regret and sin all
did
over
you,
me.
Did you meet anyone cool doing the Brits?
I did Dua Lipa.
What was she like?
Really nice. Really nice. Although I had an awkward moment where I went, who am I here with? And she went, what are you talking about? You're here with me. And I was like, no, you're meant to say Dua Lipa. She was like, right. I was like, right.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I met Green
Why?
Day.
So, you see, I watched all the clips.
Brilliant.
Because the fellas were filming it for you.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've seen them, right? I definitely think leading with who am I here with was a shocking
idea.
Can
I just say, I did it mostly to the people who I had no idea who they were.
Yeah, I know, but that's the thing. You should have scrubbed up on your info there.
Respectfully. there were people coming in that weren't on the list.
Oh, okay.
And their PR were like, would you speak to them? And I was like, yes.
You say that, but then you also said it to Dua Lipa.
Yeah, but I thought this is a good, but like, who the fuck am I here? I'm with Dua Lipa. Like, yeah, what, like, she had, what just are you talking about?
She yeah. responded with like, Dua Lipa, Dua Lipa. Baby. It would have, the flow would have been immaculate. It would have been good.
Yeah. No, I do think it's funny though, because I'm, you see Grace ask it. And then my first thing is like, are you stupid, Grace?
What, does it look like you didn't know who it was?
Yeah, yeah. In all the clips, it does. It's like, who am I here with? And you can see every bit of talent goes, you haven't done your homework.
Look, and the iPad was so hard to navigate. I was so hungover. I had like the sweats, like had the dry mouth. It was.
I don't know how
No, but
do
you know what?
I respect
you.
You know what?
Thank you.
We go again.
It was actually really
They need
fun.
To take another chance on you.
Please.
And let yeah. you give this red carpet thing another go.
I knew who H was.
But do you fancy H?
I played it. No, I wouldn't be his type. But apparently, he's into quite curvy women.
You'd let him hit, though.
Obviously.
You'd let anyone hit.
Of course, the fucking worst. They're 100%. You've got to bleep that, Rosie.
No, it's all good.
Yeah, on your part.
End of the day is a night.
wait, yeah, why are you still getting laughs for that?
You can always count on Grace to laugh at my shit
and
stuff.
It's really funny. I enjoyed that. Speaking of interviewing people at the Brits, I had to be very confident public speaking, and I'm even more confident speaking in other languages thanks to our sponsor of today, Babbel. Maybe you want to go on a girls' holiday to France. Bonjour, comme allez-vous? Or you've got a family week planned in Berlin. Hello. Or you're just thinking about doing a gap year. Let's face it, it's always easier to know a little bit of a language before you go. You don't want to be that person that can't even order a drink in Spanish. Well, don't worry, because Babbel has got you sorted with their app or online service. Babbel can help you with everyday conversations and will build your vocabulary. Practice conversations and build your confidence with speaking. It's like your very own language coach offering you in-app feedback and progress trackers so you always know where you're at. Last year, I went to Ibiza and everyone around me was able to speak Spanish and was talking all the lingo, and I didn't have a clue what they were saying. But this year, I'm going to be in on the lingo. I'm going to be at the clubs asking for a Vodi Cran in the language. Right now, Babbel is offering Saving Grace listeners a 6 months free with a purchase of a 6 month subscription using the code GRACE24. Go to babbel.com/play and use the code GRACE24 where you can get an extra 6 months free. That is Babbel, BABBEL.com/play and using the code GRACE24. Babbel, language learning that works.
So in the 100 episodes that you've done,
yeah,
what has been your favorite episode today? Or let me say, who's been your favorite guest?
Katie Price. What an icon.
Really?
Yeah, surely.
She was unbelievable.
Milkers, man.
Yeah, I saw them in person at my show. She whipped off her top and I was like, I love you.
Her BBL.
Oh, wait, so you, as in you saw them actually straight up?
Amazing. Amazing.
Would you ever get a boob job?
I probably should get a boob job, but no, I'm too scared. I don't like the old anesthetic business, because I would be the one, you know, people feel it but they can't wake up to tell you.
I'd be that person
feeling my tits slit open. Not for me.
Wait, what?
Where you're paralyzed but you can still feel pain. Do you know what I mean?
Deep, doesn't it?
That does happen to some people, I think. It's a very rare occurrence.
Do you know what my least favorite episode was?
What?
My roast.
Your roast?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Everyone was so horrible. And
think about that?
It was truthful.
Yeah, well, that's the point of a roast, Grace. Yeah.
I didn't sign up for that. I did.
Well, no, you did. That's quite literally what you did.
I literally said I want to do a roast. Actually, no, it was Rosie's idea. I'm blaming
Rosie. What was the most hurtful thing that was said?
Unsure. I've blocked it all out.
That's a good idea.
Oh, anything else you want to talk about before I play a game?
Okay. I have a question.
Yeah.
And this is actually from the comments in your latest episode that went out. Mm. It was, how many people did you sleep with on tour?
Ooh, huh? I know the answer to this.
Yeah, so if you don't answer it, I can always ask Chip if you want.
I got it.
What's your answer?
Wait, no. We'll get your answer first. And then we'll just compare notes here and we'll make sure we're getting the accurate
anyone
one.
On tour.
Okay, Chip. Right, what did you have?
Plus four to that.
Yeah, I heard it was four people.
It wasn't four.
Okay.
Was it?
Should I name?
No.
And we can go through. Okay.
It was three.
Okay, so it's a minimum of three because I can name three
we
people.
Nearly had a fourth
Did we?
Yeah, it was like a 90+6.
Oh, no. At the box. No. Yeah, I heard about this. A little love is in the air.
No. Ah. Cringe. No, I have awful vivid memories at the box getting off with Tat and then that person then being like, what the fuck did I do that for?
You were getting off with people in the box?
Mm.
I don't remember that.
Good. That's when you probably ran away from the bill.
Yeah, God, I ran away at the right time.
Yeah, I went, yeah. Yeah, you know, we live and we learn.
Absolutely. So did you want to play a game?
Yay. Okay, so I asked, because you guys are allegedly men, so I put on my Instagram story.
I'm a boy at best.
You are, bless you. Okay, things boys do that girls don't know about, and I want you to tell me if this is true.
Go on, then.
Or if this is false.
Chip's going to say yes to
this
everything.
One's from Max Kadar.
I do all of these things.
I feel happy and comfortable when a girl takes off her socks and has dirt.
And has dirt.
Yeah. Nah, I don't like it when people take their socks off. I tell Sabina all the time, put your socks back on.
Yeah, you've got a thing about that.
No, she'll be walking around with her grippers out and she'll be like, my feet are so cute. I'll be like, put socks on. Because for the rest of the day, I can't get comfy if like I know the toes are out. They don't smell or anything. It's just annoying.
I would say that if there's dirt, like, why are there dirt in your socks?
If you're a real man, clean them for her.
With your tongue.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm good.
Yeah. Scratching their balls using their hairbrush.
Ooh, a hairbrush. Oh, no. Just scratch my ball with my fingers and I sniff them. Testosterone boost. Makes you feel more manly.
Can you confirm or deny
that? That is, that is true. It's scientifically proven to give you a testosterone boost.
It smells good too.
What does it smell like? Just like
just smells real like musky and like...
Like an eau de parfum.
I swear to God, it's one of the best smells ever.
Well, you know they do say, some women, that they prefer, like when they always say, when my man comes home from like working out or playing sports, whatever, there's like there's a pheromone in the air, you know?
Like hardworking men. Yeah. Apparently men prefer disco puss.
That's not true,
I don't think. At least I don't.
Disco minge. That is not
I'm
the
not
one.
A man, I'm a boy.
You twist your asshole hairs between your fingers.
No. Oh, no. Fucking all depends, man. Like, if I'm in a sunny gaff, no.
In a sunny?
Like, if I'm in a sunny country, I won't because my asshole will be sweaty. So you don't want to touch, like, wet hair.
No, that is disgusting. Wet hair's too much. But say you're just laying in bed on a cool winter's evening.
No, that's not for me.
You would.
Percy, that's why I said, Chip's going to say yes to everything.
So many people are saying
that's
this.
That's the thing about Carly. He'll never admit to this kind of stuff, but I know he'd be at home just, like, twinkling.
I swear to God, I've never done that before. I don't like anything around my ass being touched.
Nah, you know what? Let me tell you something about Carl. He's secretly, he's like my Pookie, you know? Like, you know, he's a little sensitive soul. You know that 100% when we're chilling in the office, we just chill like this.
Oh,
you know, he strokes my hair in the middle of the podcast.
Oh my God, you've got that man smell right now.
Yeah, it's popping.
That is crazy.
I actually stink. I can only apologize.
You stink right now.
What have you done? Golf?
Huh?
No.
This attire?
Escape room.
Escape room.
You being serious?
Yeah.
Why did you do an escape room?
Because of something that is coming soon. We don't know when this is out. Hopefully when it's out, the people will already know and they can leave a comment and we'll pin it and stuff.
Fuck off. Not on my
we've
own.
Got we've got admin on this page.
Do you guys pinch your foreskin whilst pissing to watch it blow up?
Nah, that's crazy.
That's a younger thing. But now it's more of like, you ever get the forks? Where like you'll start pissing, but because your foreskin's slightly messed up, you'll get one stream, then another.
How baggy's your foreskin for it to do that?
I mean, I got quite a bit of foreskin.
Do you?
I could snip a bit off and fucking sell it.
Is there an equivalent what is the equivalent of foreskin, but for women?
Flaps?
Labia.
The beef curtains.
The beef curtains. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The wizard sleeve.
That is too far. That is horrible. The wizards.
Would you ever go and have surgery and like, because there are women out there that get that all.
So I have the old moves knuckle.
That's childish. We're pushing 30.
Okay, but if I kept it in a jar like Elle Brooks did, would you look at it?
No.
You wouldn't?
No, that's not
you wouldn't be intrigued?
What, pickled naan? No.
I reckon we could sell
pickled
it.
Pickled naan is crazy. That's horrible. Okay. Some of these are really deep. They're like cheating.
Get the fun ones out.
Do you wipe your ass while standing or sat?
Nah, I've done both.
No.
I've really done both.
Yeah, I've done both when like I was out in the desert and you're on the ropes, but when you're at home, there's no need to stand up.
Yeah, you have to sit.
That's the thing, like, if you stand up, sometimes you can get a different angle and approach.
No, because the cheeks have squeezed together and now you've got shitty cheeks.
Yeah, but it pushes some of it out that wasn't there before.
Did you know that by the way, try this next time, Grace. So like next time you're dropping a deuce, you sit there, right? But put something underneath your feet
I have a stool.
Yeah, a stool. Okay, so you already got that. You're ahead of the game.
Yeah, maybe that's too much.
Yeah.
Apparently, people also don't wipe. They just go in the shower and clean their ass.
Oh, no, we have a friend that does that.
That's disgusting.
Wait, no, you would get more clean doing that.
Yeah, that's clean.
But like... that's like someone I know douches in the shower. I mean, obviously you douche in the shower, but then there's little bits of shit all around your feet.
I've never done that.
No, I think they're still, wiped all day. Oh, damn. I'll have to give that a go.
I tried douching in the shower on tour and it was really scary.
You tried to do a shit in the shower?
No, douching.
Douching. Sorry, me and my English was all over the place.
Yeah, it was scary.
Now.
It was really
scary. So why would you douche?
Just to like make myself a bit skinnier, ready for the dress.
Oh, is that actually what it does?
Yeah, well, I mean, it cleans you all out.
Oh, okay.
In the arse department.
That is crazy, you know, like stuff like that. When I hear about that, sometimes I just don't think it's real.
Ooh.
Like, I can't imagine people doing that. Nah, that's crazy.
One of my friends is literally addicted to douching. They never shit. They just douche.
Oh, that's disgusting.
No, I think it's actually great.
Well, does it loads of shit just
not come like, out? I saw them do it and just one tiny little pellet came out and it was all clear.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Why are you watching your friends do that?
I wanted to see how to do it for when I did it.
It's
intimidating.
It's like
you've got so much water up there and you've got
so what do you do? You just put the shower head in.
You put unscrew the shower head.
This is mental.
Take the safety thing off because you don't want that going up there. Shove it up there until you're full.
Oh. That don't sound
squat
safe.
Down.
Yo, wait. Can I just say?
Squat down.
To any people out there that are thinking about it, please actually look into doing this properly because that sounds like a DIY job.
Or just wipe your ass with a can-do wipe.
Well, then no, because it's not cleaning the inside out.
Nah, you don't need to clean the inside.
That's what
if you
saying,
do anal?
It's, you're not supposed to clean that. There's a reason why that part of your body's inside.
Yeah, it's secluded for a reason, you know?
Yeah. Then why do people do anal and put a thumb up there?
It's like Sentinel Island. You don't go there for a reason.
I don't know where that is.
Yeah, it's... You don't want to go there.
Anyway. Again, arse hair.
I'm enjoying the arse hair ones, though.
Yeah, that's because you like that.
Piss in the sink if the toilet isn't available.
I've done that once. I was at a house party in Vegas, actually.
Okay, right, well, I've let that, that slide.
I've not done that.
Yeah, and the reason why was because the door was on and I was banging on. I was there, like, I need a piss. And they're just taking ages. So I was just there, like, you know what? It was like a utility room one. It wasn't like a kitchen sink.
Right.
It was a utility sink. And I feel like that's all right.
Fair enough. I could.
I'll let that slide.
Yeah, that's all right.
When you're driving home, do you imagine coming back from war or going into war?
No, never. I think about what would I do there?
And Chip,
I think I'd
be
the medic. No, but I think
a
I'd be
medic.
Quite, I actually think I'd be all right.
Chip would be
of,
fine.
Yeah, because of like all the old Call of Duty games. It's transferable. I know it.
Yeah.
I know it.
I feel like that is just God's way of getting us prepped.
100%. I go in there, two little pistols on my side.
What, like Tomb Raider?
Yeah.
Like the male version of Lara Croft.
I swear to God, I'd offer my ass out as well. If like, I got captured prisoner of war, I'd be like, yeah, just smash away, man. But let me go.
Let me get a go.
Come on, just beat and delete, man.
Beat and delete.
Another thing people may not know about men is that my favorite type of man is someone that cooks, specifically using HelloFresh, who is our sponsor on today's pod. HelloFresh makes sticking to a balanced lifestyle a whole lot easier. I'm someone personally that has no idea how to cook, but HelloFresh makes it so easy. They've got easy to follow recipes on the back. All of the ingredients are specifically measured to how many people you're feeding, so there is more taste and less waste. You also don't have to go to any supermarkets to get your ingredients. It is delivered to your door in packages numbered so you know which goes with what meal that you've ordered. If I've got my mates coming over, I can order for more people, or if it's just me, I can cook for myself and have the leftovers for lunch. If you're going on holiday and need to skip a week, you can. It is easy and flexible to do. They have over 44 fresh new recipes a week, so you will never get bored. My personal favourite is a honey and mustard sausage tray bake. We love a sausage and we love a tray bake. This is a personal fave and it is so easy. And it also has 3 of your 5 a day, so I'm basically a health queen. Sticking on theme, I love a pork meatball in a creamy chive sauce. This is 10 out of 10 and it's so easy to do. Go to hellofresh.co.uk/newgrace to get 60% off of your first order and 25% off of your next 2 months. Thank you, HelloFresh, for sponsoring today's episode. Where's the weirdest place you guys have had a wank?
Damn, man.
Come on, there's got to be somewhere dodgy I've done it.
I get anxiety.
Oh, a little plane. Plane toilet.
What?
Yeah, you, why yeah.
You you've got mile high, you've got mile high tug.
You've got to. When you're younger, you're like, fuck this. You've got to try in there.
That's no, well, there's this thing, right? And we actually Googled this on our podcast where you get a boner on a plane for no reason.
100%.
And really? We think the air pressure. It's
because of the air pressure. And, well, at least, yeah, I don't know.
What do you know about the coach toilet, though? You know, when you're on like a big...
a coach toilet.
Yeah. When you're on a sleeper bus or whatever.
Yeah, I've never done it there. I'm trying to think now. Where's the weirdest place you have?
I haven't in outside of four walls. Imagine me having a wank in like Tesco toilet. It's not
there's
really
four
same.
Walls on a bus. It's just different.
Moving. Yeah, but the movement, I'd have to have my anti-sickness bands on. Like it ruins the mood. It really ruins the mood. Yeah.
Get the binaural beats going on. Come on out.
Lo-fi. Nah, I can't. I honestly can't think of a... like the weirdest place.
Boring.
I want to do.
I'm quite a vanilla guy.
I do one on the set.
Not mine.
I'll do one on the set.
To be fair, it would blend in with like the clouds. If you
would, you be okay if Chip came to you and was there like, "Yo, by the way, I nutted on your set." Is that
yeah?
There's not much you can do.
I mean, that's fine. If someone's enjoying themselves,
just keep it all the white.
Have you ever porked on this set?
No, because the cameras are usually on. Oh my god! Imagine if I did.
Yeah,
I'd be mad.
I don't know who I'd pork.
The old what?
The old Porky Dorky.
How did you find the show?
I thought your show was amazing, actually.
Yeah,
it was way better.
You turned up late.
No? I did turn up late.
Well, no, you turned up literally on time.
On time.
Like,
on time. Oh,
okay,
but
as you went out.
I'll let that slide.
You know, yeah, it was good. It was really good. You don't talk much, do you?
I do.
No, you do.
No, it's mainly Katie Price.
Oh, no, for the first half. Yeah, yeah. She let that. I was like, thank you for that because I can have 10 minutes off.
Yeah, she can.
It was great.
I was like, I want to hear Grace here.
And she sang.
Yeah, it was. Well. You know what I will songs. Say about your show is there's just lots of different bits to it, and I like that. I like the blind dating at the end. The whole thing came. And you know what? How long is it? Like 2.5 hours?
Yeah,
I swear it went so quick.
It goes so quick.
Yeah,
thank God for the interval.
Yeah, the interval is pretty handy. What do you do in the interval?
Drink.
Really?
Drink some more. Get
were you waved for most? Of the time you were like...
Genuinely, the whole tour,
yeah,
I was drunk.
Wow.
All hungover.
Would you do it again?
Yeah.
Really?
I want to do another one.
What one do you want to do?
I've got so much up my sleeve.
Oh, wow.
Just
what, the wizards?
Say it.
I'm thinking.
That was inappropriate.
Am I allowed to...
Yeah, go on.
Here's what I'm thinking, right?
Talk to me. We'll let you know if we're going to do it.
It's Christmas time.
Yep.
Right? I'm in like a custom, like sexy Santa outfit, yeah?
Mm.
I come out on a cock sleigh.
Yeah.
Pushed by sexy Santas.
Yeah.
Someone in the audience would have had a really tough year. You know, someone could have died, whatever. Their friends or family nominate them. I say, right, you've had a tough year. Come on. They come up on stage and they sit on the sleigh.
The cock sleigh.
All you hear, the cock sleigh, all you hear is the Santas coming out. All I want for Christmas is you. Strips. Fucking
Soldier Boy.
Dry humping on the sleigh. Fucking strippers everywhere. Cannons. Cock. What are they called?
Cock cannons.
No, cock. Snow. Cock snow. Come. there's going to be...
Is that you're just saying words? What the fuck is wrong with
that's
you?
That's all I've got so far.
I think we need to flesh the idea out, but I think doing a Christmas... how many shows would you do at Christmas?
I'd do three. I'd go back to Dublin.
Oh my God.
Which were
I'd
your three
back
best?
To Scotland, huh?
Which were, these are three best ones?
Scotland, Glasgow and London. I'm thinking Apollo, Royal Albert Hall, O2 if we've got time.
Wait, the
just,
O2?
Just one, yeah. What? Put me in the O2 arena.
20,000.
And then we could fill the entire thing with snowflakes shaped as cocks and tits. So at the end it goes, ooh, and all from the ceiling is snowflakes of cocks and tits. Crowd goes wild.
At the O2.
I'm up for that.
Yeah.
I'm up for that. That sounds good.
I'm being deadly
serious.
So
you want to do the Royal Albert Hall?
Yeah.
The O2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to do maybe the Royal Albert Hall or the Apollo. I'll settle for those two. And then somewhere in Glasgow and somewhere in Dublin. Maybe
which was
I'll
your favourite show?
Limerick, Dublin. Tipperary.
Got it.
Do you like Irishmen?
I just like Irish people. I think they're a bit of fun.
Irish people are great chat.
So, and we went to the smelly onion, the smelly goat. Stinky goat. Thirsty goat.
And then next to it is the onion
in
one.
Belfast.
Now they're right next to each other and it's so unbelievable. Good. The live music.
Oh my God. Yeah. And it was all Irish tunes and I didn't have a clue, but I was like, it was so good. And the drinks there are really strong.
Yeah.
And everyone's just sexy.
Everyone's just on a good wave there. Yeah. Everyone's so friendly. I'm a big fan of both Belfast and Dublin.
Yeah. Would you do? Why aren't you doing a tour?
Because it's long.
No, it's not really long.
It's fun. It's very fun. I had a great time.
Just thinking about it, it's an ordeal. We could be making videos.
You know
why
what?
Why don't you make a video on tour?
You should go and do Australia. Do a couple of shows. No, do three shows. Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne. Just do three big shows.
What guest would you get in Australia? I don't really know any.
You don't necessarily need to. Oh, no, you've got Anna Paul.
I don't think she'd come on the pod.
Yeah, she would.
Why not?
How am I reaching out to Anna Paul?
She's not a buddy Kardashian.
She is.
What?
She is. She's so famous. If I slid into her DM, she wouldn't even see it.
That's why you got email.
Really?
Just get in touch with Manu. You could definitely...
I'll subscribe to the OnlyFans and send a DM.
Who else out there would be a big... Oh, what about... we tried to get her on the pod. She's got kids. She was a friend... Oh, I don't know if this sounds mean, but like she was friends with a Kardashian.
Who are you talking about?
Nah, she's big. She was like a fitness person, bro.
Oh my God.
She's
Tammy
got like 20
Hembrow.
Mil. Yes, 20 mil followers.
Tammy
like
Hembrow
that.
Would be iconic.
She'd be great to have on. You could make a really good.
Yeah.
You should do Australia.
And then I'll finish the year with another tour.
If you're Australian and you want Grace to rock up, leave a comment, please.
You
and then we can finally tell her that
it's
worth going.
I feel like it. I'd just love
you're made for it though. When I was watching you out there, I was like, damn, like this is her, she's a star.
You're in your bag.
If I was on there, I'd say like a couple knob jokes and then I'm like, right now what, like what do you want from me?
Do you
know
who wasn't received well was Tom Garrett. We were there.
Yeah.
He got booed.
Yeah. You know who was booing him though?
Huh?
The fellow studio's employees.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, it was. Everyone was
booing everyone.
I think he forgot that the crowd was female.
Yeah.
And he was like, fuck off.
Yeah.
And then they all started booing him and he was like, sorry.
He thought it was an away day.
Yeah, no.
Saving Grace
did.
Away.
Yeah. It was chaos.
It was good though. He was good as well. He was quite good at it.
He was good at the old blind date. I'll give him that.
Mm. Did you have any crazy blind dates?
I had.
Because that's when you bring people up on stage.
In Cambridge, I had obviously everyone, it's my hometown. And the girls that I brought up were all blackout drunk. One of them started on me.
Wait, what?
One of them couldn't speak.
Have you told this story already on the last pod?
Yeah, but I didn't go into like detail.
How did she start?
Why did she start on you?
So basically, Rosie beforehand, they all get put in like a group chat and they say what their secret talents are, right? And she was like, I'm going to teach you something in Polish or something, like suck my dick in Polish, right? So I was ready for it. The first girl couldn't physically speak, so I had to vote her off. She was like, and I was like, cool, this is pure chaos. And then I said, right, time for your secret talent. She went, I don't have one. I said, I know you do. What's your secret talent? She's like, don't have one. I was like, yeah, the thing is, you've got one, so do it. And she was like, hit the music. And I went, what are you talking about? We don't have any music. Like, what are you talking about? And she went, hit the music. I said, we don't know what. And she went, what? What? And then I went, Rosie, play something. I said, Elliot, play a song, play anything. And then we played a song. She twerked for a bit and then I just voted her out. And then she refused to get off the stage.
What?
Yeah.
No.
No, that sounds like a shambles.
Yeah, but I feel bad for her because I think she probably did have the fear the next day because she was drunk.
Really drunk. Mm, yeah. And what about the third? Did the third person win just by default?
Yeah, she was like, thanks for that. I was like, anytime. But you know what else as well? The crowd in Wales weren't giving much either.
Really? No, the Welsh didn't let you down, did they?
But I think it was mic issues. Like, they kept going, we can't hear you. And I was looking at the venue people like, you're going to turn my fucking mic up.
Hey.
Anyways, that's good to know. The tour went well. Yeah. Overall, it was a success from what I heard.
I loved it.
You loved it. Yeah, you know what? Because before, you did your tour last time and then you were there like, oh, I don't know if I ever want to do it again.
You will never.
But now that you're single, you just find stuff to do in the evening?
I think...
What?
What?
Well, no, I'm just saying that... No, I just mean like you just have...
Like food.
You have things and people that you can hang out with.
What do you do at home? Like, what do you do? Like, what are you doing at home? Like, when you get home, because you have a house on your own.
Yeah, I just sit there on my own.
What, watch telly,
do a bit of washing. No, I swear to God, my life is so pathetic. I just watch a bit of telly, take myself to bed, get up.
TikTok,
do the same thing, go to bed, come here.
Oh my God.
You know what you need to do? You need to make TikTok videos again.
Yeah, I know, but I don't really know what to do. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, there's you should so never stuff, lose though, like, the original source of what made you.
Because you see some people, you know, they get really big and then they just never post on YouTube or anything again.
Yeah, but you then, but that. That's you'll be the architect of your own downfall there.
I watched your thing where you tuk-tuked around.
Sri Lanka video.
Sri Lanka. Yeah.
That's where I started. I'm still there. You got to stick with it, TikTok.
Yeah.
Because what happens one day if, God forbid, the podcast goes tits up, you got nothing. You'll be one of those celebs that's just going on strictly every fucking year, God, finishing last.
But you know, I was with Shits and Gigs the other day and they said they would have to be paid a couple mil to go on Strictly. Do you agree?
You just got to think, is it worth their time? Is it? And everyone would be like, of course it is. It's Strictly. But you've got to remember, a lot of people, their main audience is from the US. Yeah. Like, the majority of their audience, they make a lot of money and they don't need to be.
So you guys would go on for less?
I wouldn't go on.
I wouldn't even be considered to go on. It's not going to work.
Saffron Barker was on it though.
Yeah, but like she's like, she has that TV.
You also have to, you really have to want to go on those things. Like, that's the career path that you have to want to go down. And we have no interest in that.
The cha-cha with like Anton de Beck.
Who's that? Who the hell is Anton de Beck?
The girls and the gays will know.
I'm out of touch right now.
Well, Chip should be well aware then.
Yeah, it's fucking true.
I was going to do an awards thing.
Okay.
Okay, what? Hold on.
Right.
Okay, so for the first one,
we're
going to say just a nice and easy, into it. Who was the best guest that you've had on? Or who created the best episode that you think you've done? You said Katie Price earlier, but was she actually the best episode?
Oh, Rosie, what episode got like Philly? Has to be Philly.
Was it actually a good episode? Yeah
it was. He was really good.
I saw loads of clips of him just like flirting. Yeah. You guys were just flirting with each other, which I thought was quite cute. So Philly, you have received, can you clap your hands please, everybody? Philly, congratulations. Okay. You were the best episode on Saving Grace in her first 100 episodes. All right, let's move on to the next one.
God love.
All right, let's go for an episode that surprised you.
Oh.
What was the one that you were, very pleasantly surprised by? And you were there like, wow, that was way better than I thought it was going
to
be.
Oh my God, it had to be Crystal Hefner.
Really?
Yeah, because I was a bit scared because she's very quiet.
Yeah.
Very quiet, quite tame. So I was a bit like, oh my God, like, is this going to be an awkward episode?
She was great.
She wanted to come see me in LA. What a girl.
I love that. All right.
I am a bunny.
Crystal Hefner.
Yay.
Put it on her. Have you been to LA, guys?
No, I'm going next
week. We need
you
to go there. We need a little Grace LA takeover.
I'm going.
Hit the States.
In 2 weeks. And then I'm going to go again for a pod tour. Not a tour, like a pod thing where we
do a bunch of podcasts.
I haven't wanted to do that, but Carl, you've not got the hustle.
Why are you
in
fucking going?
Who?
It doesn't work.
That don't work for me. here we go. Yep. We have got this one. That's the most important award.
Okay.
Who were you most attracted to when you did a podcast?
Ooh,
so who came on and you thought, I'm feeling a type of way, actually. I did not think I would feel this way about you.
I got a name in my head. Praying for him. Praying for broski.
Go on.
No, 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 no. This is in the first 100 episodes.
Has to be Tom Garrett.
Yeah.
Oh, love really?
Tom. Yeah.
Have you ever got with Tom Garrett?
No.
No.
Not even just a little bizu bizu.
No, no, no.
What the hell is that? What the hell is that?
Oh!
Oh! Oh!
Happy birthday to you!
I know you're getting on, eh?
Yeah, and congratulations to Rosie as well, because that is a dream team. Yay! So congratulations.
Ooh, Jesus, Rosie on camera appearance. Let's go.
That cake looks banging,
doesn't it? Fuck off the strawberry.
It's vegan. Mine, oh, for God's sake. What a load of shit.
Come on. Oh, Jesus wept. Oh my God, queen for the day.
Oh.
Congratulations.
Pathetic.
No, I genuinely am happy for you and happy for everything that's happened to you.
I'm scared it's going to pierce my nipple. There we go.
There we are. Congratulations.
Thanks. Congrats. Who was your favorite guest I've had that you thought, I can't believe she managed to get her?
Madison Beer.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I was genuinely was shocked that she came on. I didn't think it was your best episode.
No.
No fault of your own. But I was, in terms of like guests, I was there like, fair play.
Yeah, when everyone was like, Madison Beer's here, I was like, what the fuck, why?
Oh, the office was going
everyone
a bit feral.
All of a sudden, I think I might go check the bolts in the saving grace that every fucker was coming in. I was like, I haven't seen you in weeks.
Yeah, I was
Hello.
A doorman in the office for the day. Yeah, you got your ID.
Yeah,
up.
I think that was probably the most impressive guest that you've
Thank
had
you.
On.
Yeah. Really?
That was a good American, certain caliber. Everyone knows
Tana Mojo.
That was a good guest too.
No, that was probably your best guest in my opinion.
Yeah.
Just really? Because I think she matched your vibe. Mm. It's rare that like Americans can match the vibe of someone in the UK. But she did that
like
very well.
Like if you said to me Tana Mojo was going on Saving Grace, be like, oh, it makes sense. That's the one.
It did make sense.
Yeah, and it was good.
I'm scared that I scared her off though because I did get her blackout drunk by like 10 a.m.
Oh no, that's fine. That's okay. Exactly
I'm sure
what she
she's
likes
been
to
doing
it.
That kind of shit for years.
Right. Yeah.
No, she has. Like, that's her thing.
That's her
isn't
thing.
It?
She loves
She's
girl.
Sober now, though.
Is she?
She's in her sober era.
I love that for her. Those are like 3 month eras.
I'm going to do that.
What no, for?
Have
one
a
month.
Sober era.
No, you're not.
How long do you think I'd last sober?
Week.
3 days.
Oh, I was being,
thank you.
I was being generous.
A week.
Yeah, a week. 1 week. That's good.
I think you'd get home and you'd be lonely in your house again.
Yeah.
And you'd just be there like.
That felt like an attack.
Yeah, I think you'd be there like.
Lonely, pathetic woman.
And maybe you'd. Speed dial someone and just are you a shagger or not really?
No, not really.
I suppose no. The thing is, it's like different postcodes, so it doesn't
count.
Right.
It exactly. doesn't count. And I feel
what's
like
your
it,
body count at now? Have you said that before? What your body count is?
No, but no. I who was on? I think it was no. It was Philly, and they were like old times it by like 12, and everyone now thinks my body count is like 48.
Everyone it's knows not. It's 47.
Yes.
No, it's not. What would you That's say fine. My body count is?
I'd say it's like
low 30s.
I'd say like 15.
Lower 30.
I was going to say 40.
Wait, how old are you?
24.
Damn, 15? Times it by 12.
15 times that by 12. No, I'd say 15.
Thank you. Anything else you want to chat about?
Yeah, there is a couple of things I want to talk about actually.
Go on.
I'm curious because obviously me and Chip come from the YouTube space.
All right.
How much money do TikTokers earn?
Oh, good question. How much do you make from this podcast as well?
Nah, not even so much that. I would actually to know.
I'd say I'd make more on TikTok.
You actually?
Yeah. Yeah.
What, from
Wait,
your brand deals?
Question. How many TikToks are you doing in a moment? Like a month, a week, whatever?
Say like... usually like a couple a week.
That's not bad. Yeah. Are you doing the minute long thing or not really?
No, I have not. Like, what? A minute's a long time.
So yours is just brand deals and
stuff? Yeah. Although I've heard that's meant to be good.
What? The minute long
minute
stuff?
Long
it can be. I think so. If you're only posting twice a week, I'm not
but
sure.
But you got to go for a minute and can you really be funny for longer than a minute?
Yeah, that's true.
Hey!
Do you get recognized more for the pod?
Joking, Grace.
Yeah, I feel goes, like that's Saving Grace.
Yeah.
Then that's GK Barry.
That's pretty crazy to think that that's what it's become.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate that.
No, I think it's quite cool.
Otherwise, we would
you are our money maker.
Who's your favorite podcast on the Fella Studio?
You. You.
Of course,
I'll give my
left
to say me. Not before we give up Saving Grace.
Yeah.
Really?
I'll give up Fellas. We would. Give up Saving
who's
Grace.
Your least favorite pod?
Oh, this
pitch
too.
Pitch side, maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
I find Pitch Side a bit of fun.
Yeah, they're just
Pitch
trouble.
Pitch Side's the easy answer, isn't it? Because we hate Theo.
What did you think about Tom Garrett's wanking video?
I think it's amazing.
Loved it.
I it went on for a bit too long though.
I was on a date
say.
When it happened.
I never actually got to the end of it. I never got to the end of it. Yeah, I just got, as soon as I saw him start switching hands, I just thought, you know what, that's too techie for me.
I didn't want to see my mate doing that.
Yeah.
And
because it was floppy as well. I don't want, like, that's a poor performance from him. And I don't like to see my friends in bad light.
I text him with the serious kind of text, like, you okay, mate? You sure? And he's just like, mate, I'm not fucking bothered.
Yeah.
And then we carried on talking about all
sorts. I wonder who leaked that though, because it's a bit of a snaky move. Yeah.
Hacked, wasn't he, or something?
Hacked.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe something like that. I don't know. I think that's what it was.
Really?
Don't know.
Oh, I hope you
If somebody got into your Snapchat, would it be a mess?
I think it would just be pictures of my tits from 2016 and pictures of my cat. So
is that what you call it?
No, my actual cat.
Oh, right.
Okay. Yeah, my puss. I've never taken a puss pic. That's too far.
It's mental. I've said I've never taken a dick pic. I never will take a dick pic.
Yeah, you definitely have.
I swear to God, no way, I haven't. It gives me the fear. Like the idea that it could be out there. I'm just there like, my reputation would be in tatters.
It actually wouldn't though. Like, you just firm it, you do a little TG and you move on. If anything, you might blow up from it.
But I mean, look what happened to Drake. But that's because he had that pipe.
Funny if you have an ugly knob. It's funny, isn't it?
It is. Yeah,
like, you could just firm it. You could crack jokes about your own knob.
I feel like it would be on brand as well. Yeah. For you to have an ugly knob.
What? That is my mind. The worst thing someone's ever said to me.
To be fair, we said Grace had a wizard's sleeve.
You did.
Yeah.
No, I've never been.
No one's ever come up to me and gone, you look like you have an ugly cock.
Nah.
So that's really? A first. Yeah. No one's ever said that to me.
Well, now's the time.
Yeah.
Have you ever sent a dick pic?
Yeah, by Hotmail.
Yeah, this is true. You actually did, by the way. Are you serious?
Yeah, back in my days, back in my prime. Nah, I would have been like 14 though.
Did they reply?
Yeah. With their own picture.
Yeah, I love
that. On Hotmail.
No, another guy sent his cock back.
It was probably a fucking bloke though, man.
It definitely was. And he used to send it to your uncle as well for memory cards.
That's not true.
No, you know that PlayStation 2 memory cards?
Are you joking?
He lives around the corner.
He wouldn't even do that. His uncle used to get him to do some wild shit for memory cards.
Things all right?
This is absolute cap. My uncle pulled me this up on this at Christmas, man. He's like, he came out, he's like, I heard about what you're saying about me on the podcast. I was like, but he's not asked. He's cracking up about
it. Sometimes you just got to look the truth in the face and just say, hey, it is what it is.
Hey, look, it was 250 megabytes, man. Bro sorted me out.
That is horror. Large file.
Yeah, come on.
Very large file.
I got strong knees. All right, what were we even getting at? What were you on about? Right, yeah, I kid. So, does it stink?
No.
What color code is it?
Oh, that is a bad era on TikTok.
Yeah, when there'd be like videos of girls or whatever, and the lads in the comments would be like, damn, it'd be a hashtag with the color code, like from Photoshop or something, of what they think the color of like the woman's.
Have you not seen? There was like a big trend.
It was crazy.
Isn't it meant to be the same color as?
Kind of like that. I know it's pink meme thing.
Your lips. Isn't it meant to be the same color as that?
Is that true?
I'm unsure.
Can you see your own lip?
Yeah, no, I got them lips. We both got them lips, to be fair. We got them.
You've got quite fat lips.
Yeah, I do.
If you were a girl, I think you'd had lip filler.
Really?
Yeah, have definitely.
You had lip filler?
No, I actually haven't. These are Unetsu.
Good for sucking kyok.
Wait, yours or hers?
I was going to say.
Oh, wait, by the way, one of the maddest things was that I wanted to bring up on the tour, was when Katie Price, right, you introduced Katie Price, and you're going to have to bleep this out because YouTube won't allow you to say it.
I know what you're about to say.
But this bit, I couldn't believe you said it, yeah. You literally were there like, she's a star, she was a playboy, and finally, hello you. Like that, and then my jaw, everybody on the side jaw dropped that you had introduced
so
her
funny though.
As Harvey's most famous quote.
She said I could do it.
No, she didn't. No, she did it because she went on stage, sat down and went, by the way, did you actually say that? Like, and I thought, oh my God, it's going
to
kick off.
No, but I swear to God, in the dressing room, I said, I don't know how to introduce you. And I said as a joke, hello. She went, yeah, fuck it, say it.
Oh, right. Okay. So yeah, she is class, to be fair.
No, because even I shat myself. I was like, was I not meant to do that?
Yeah.
I panicked.
When she said, did you actually say that? I said, this could go south.
Yeah. My parents were in the audience. So I was like, not today.
Yeah.
Please, no. Yeah. That did happen.
So I had to bring that up because I think that's such a funny...
thanks for that. Keeps me up at night.
Funny moment.
Mm. Anything else you want to bring up?
All right. Let me just double check the time. And okay. Yeah. You got your 5 minutes left before I start charging overtime.
Overtime.
Yeah.
We're getting paid for this.
I make you money. That's the cheek of that. The cheek.
Yeah, but we make you money as well. So it goes both ways, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's true. What car do you drive, Chip?
I don't have a car. My car that I did have is in Manchester. It's a BMW.
I didn't see you as a BMW kind of guy.
Yeah. Look at I mean, it's my car from like when I was like 22. I'm now 29.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're onto the Porsche life.
So.
Yeah, just, not part of Porsche
you guys
like
got Porsches.
Such a shame.
No, I keep looking at cars every year and I'm like, damn, like I really want one.
You look like you could drive like a smart car. That looks like your car of choice.
No, for real. I nearly bought a Renault Twingo. Is it Twingo?
Twizy.
Is it Renault Twizy? What I nearly bought?
Are these even words?
I want a one seater.
A Twizy?
No, because I don't want like when I'm in the car, I don't want the missus with me like barking in my ear. Like, it was your left right there. Fuck off. I just want me, my sat nav. I'll set the sat nav to the Cortana voice.
Those Renault Twizzies are used in like Monaco.
Crazy.
Why? No. What's wrong with that?
You wanted that?
You get, yeah.
It's like a Transformer.
Nah, there's a new one. I think it's called, what's it called? An Amir.
I know the one you're talking about. They're even better.
Me and Simon were thinking about it.
Are they not Fiat's?
Cheap.
I mean,
90 quid a month it is or something. 50 quid a month.
Yeah.
Because I'll get it on finance because I'm down bad.
Can't put them on a motorway though.
Nah, it's only goes like 35, 40 miles per hour.
If you go past a lorry on that, you'd fucking die.
Yeah.
Oh, can I tell you my goal of this year?
Is it to do with dying with lorries?
No. I'm going to be on a Sidemen video this year.
Have you not been in one yet?
No.
Oh.
I'm going to do it.
I need
You'd
to.
Be great.
Well, I spoke to you briefly. Oh, no. Maybe I spoke to your manager, actually. I spoke to Hannah briefly about something.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, that's scary, though.
You should have to do that.
Really?
What do Sidemen fans like, Grace? Because Grace will probably cook the lads a little bit. And you know what Sidemen fans get like.
Nah, but do you know what? I actually do think you'd win them over.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, they like somebody that can give the banter. As long as it's funny, then they don't mind.
And you are funny. Yeah. I hate saying it to you, your smug little face.
Okay,
you are the best.
So you're either a rat or a frog. You're a rat.
I'm a rat.
I'm a rat. I feel like he's a literal rat. I feel like you're kind of a frog rat. Big eyes.
No, he is 100% rat.
No, but like if I smile, like, you can't see my eyes.
Yeah, I'm going. He's a rat. All three
of us.
I'm
going to be all rats.
I'm going to be rat.
I think Rosie's
rat
a frog.
Rat pack. Damn.
Okay, cool.
So you want to do? So your goal is to be on a Sidemen video.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Have they ever approached you before to do videos?
Yeah, I was meant to do 20. No, I was meant to do the hide and seek.
Why didn't you do the hide and seek?
I think that
because
you'd be
I was away.
That.
I was away. Oh.
You need somewhere where you're in the focus, like roasting
in your bag.
Going
get me
off on
20
them.
Versus one.
If they that do,
I had
good.
A boyfriend.
So wait, they
it.
Asked you to do it before and you said no.
You said.
Did they actually approach you to do it? Yeah,
no.
So you need to do 20 verse one.
I know.
That would be sick.
I think it would be
That would
iconic.
Be good. I would enjoy that.
Scary though, cringy, what they make you do. Imagine me having to do like sex noises in front of a man.
Yeah, but it'll be funny though.
You would be great on it.
Yeah, I think I'd be great. 10 out of 10, would love to do it. Mm. That's my only goal this year.
We got to aim, like, don't get me wrong, getting on a Sidemen video is fantastic, but I think we can also aim for other things as well.
Like what? Go on then, what are the goals?
Okay, yeah, go on, tell us, what else have you got in the locker?
Let's do I'm a Celeb, just for the diet. Let's do Bake Off.
You just want to do all them fucking TV shows, don't you?
Yeah, my Wheel episode only just came out. I literally filmed that over a year ago. Yeah.
Whoa.
I was fat in that episode too.
Fat then.
Yeah.
No, don't, because that's you crazy. Actually have an eating disorder, don't you?
Do you actually?
No, I don't.
Do you actually?
No,
she just likes food. You can't just see a woman that's... eating 20 pieces of chicken nuggets and go, eating disorder.
No, I didn't say that.
No, but you were thinking it, bro. I know we're on the same wavelength.
No, that's
crazy. Because I was thinking it.
Do you have any questions for us? Because like I said, you got, was it 4 minutes literally 4 minutes.
Last question.
Also, Grace, you're in great shape. I just wanted to add that there before I get myself cancelled.
Thank you.
Not because of what you think.
You've done this twice now.
What, called you fat?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Recurring theme, is it?
Yeah.
Wonder why.
Probably should lose weight.
Joke.
No, that's actually horrible.
Grace, me and you, similar builds. We're skinny.
That made me want to.
Fuck! You just reversed me.
Last question. Who's a guest you want to get on your pod this year?
A big one. Oh fuck! I don't know.
We wanted Outdoor Boys. We wanted Bob Lazar.
Yeah. Do you know any of these people?
Island Boys.
No, outdoor. outdoor boys. They're literally the opposite type of people.
Outdoor boys.
He's a massive survivalist channel where he goes out into like Alaskan wilderness and survives overnight or for weeks or whatever. It's amazing.
Love that.
And Bob Lazar's the alien UFO guy that works at Area 51.
Oh, you could 100% get him, no?
He's a bit old and he does the big pods like Joe Rogan and stuff. So he's kind of settling down.
Just say, obviously, you've got Saving Grace under you. And
I'm sure he knows.
He'll be there in no time.
Fan. Yeah,
he is. Okay, I'm trying to think if there's any other like big celebs that maybe your fan base would be more in tune with.
Would you not get any comedians on?
Don't find them funny.
Not even like I don't even
Kevin Bridges.
Kevin Bridges
probably.
Theo Von.
Here's one. I actually think Theo Von would be great on this podcast.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, he'd be good because you two are fucking just donuts, right? So.
Well, no, they're not. It's all intellectual.
Theo Von's actually quite smart, I think.
He is a very
He's
smart
just
man.
Part of his character and his comedic act.
You will recognise his face as soon as you see him.
Oh my God. He's in America, isn't he?
Yeah. He's got that kind of
If you
like,
went over to America and you did a pod with him.
He's sexy. Unsure mullet. Why.
Yes.
Unsure I agree. Why.
Redneck.
Yeah.
He got that like mullet, but like that southern mullet, you know, long and
premium mullet.
Scraggly.
Yeah, I could fuck about
it. He's like, hell yeah.
What's a green flag if you could, because there's going to be a couple of fans that are watching this, if you could give me two green flags that they can take away.
I need to not, because last time I went on your podcast, I was like, no one slides into my DMs, had about 150 16-year-old boys, so I'll fucking stick a finger up your ass. crazy messages, I'd scran your ass.
Well, at least you complained about no DMs and then our fan base rallied together to give you a confidence boost and now you're throwing it back in their
18
face.
18 plus. Most of them are 18 plus. If the police went through my phone, it looks weird.
Most of them are 18 plus. You just didn't do your analysis correctly.
And I think, they're not going to go through your phone, are they?
I don't know.
Anyways, let's wrap this up because
has been great. Thank you for coming on for my 100th episode.
No problem. Congratulations on 100 episodes.
Tell me how much you love this pod quick.
What?
Love it. Love it.
Love this podcast.
For Air Up. Does that button work?
No.
I know it doesn't.
No.
Anyway.
Yeah.
What's going on?
No, thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Look, how do you normally end this?
If you've been watching, give it a like and subscribe. And if you've been listening, give it a follow and a 5-star review.
That's cold as hell.
Sassy. That was cool. Guys, thank you.
100 episodes, baby.
Let's go.